Many of you will have heard of Fischer.
Johann Caspar Ferdinand Fischer. He was a contemporary of Bach's, was very highly regarded by Bach and by most of his contemporaries. I love a lot of his music. My most favorite, of course, is the musical Parnassus, with these big suites, one for each of the muses. The Musikalisches Blumenbüchlein, the little flower bush, from my facsimile, it appears, was dedicated to his patroness and wherever he was, a town I'd never heard of. What's interesting is it's a fairly conventional French-style suite, and maybe filtered through some of his own little quirks. He's kind of fond of these big, thick chords that come out of nowhere, generally inverted chords, just out of nowhere. But the one thing I want to mention about it that's kind of interesting, 1698 it was published, is at first I thought, because I can't reach all the notes, that it was like his Ariadne, that it was presupposing a pedal point. Maybe a pull-down pedal on a harpsichord, which is an octave pull-down pedal is not uncommon, or possibly for organ, although these are clearly harpsichord pieces. And then one day, it just was staring me right in the face, the entire set presupposes the old C-E short octave all the way through, even though these pieces are a much later style. And whether that's simply because that's what his patroness owned, or that even in 1698, these short octave instruments were still everywhere. So I'm sort of doing some creative voice leading, and it's different every time I play it. So that's kind of explains why sometimes some of the cadences don't lead to where they need to go to, because there just aren't quite enough fingers on the hands. So I notice the movements are all listed in the program, and they're all correct, so.